very beginning of Parshas Ekev tells each and every one of us that when we keep the Torah, when we keep the mitzvos by Ekev Tishmon, as Hamishpatim, Ma'ela, Ushmartim, Vasisim, Osam, we keep Torah mitzvos, Hashem's going to give us tremendous reward, Vahevcha, Viracha, Virbacha, Breich Pribitnacha, Priyad Masacha. Our whole lives are going to be blessed. We're going to have a life of bracha. Incredible, incredible bracha, incredible blessing from the Rabbeinu Shalom. And many Mepharshim discuss, and we've all learned about this, why was it necessary, and why would the Torah mention all the rewards, all the physical rewards of keeping Torah mitzvos? After all, famously, at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, we're taught that when we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be shalom and asa kabel pras. We're supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu not in order to receive reward. So if it's not in order to receive reward, why would the Torah tell us about all this reward? In fact, the Bremayim Chaim explains that ultimately, if I'm keeping Torah in order to gain a reward, whether it be in this world or whether it even be in the next world, then ultimately I'm really only serving myself. I'm looking to gain pleasure. I'm looking to gain benefit. I'm a Baal Taiva, even a Baal Taiva L'Ruchni. It's really just for myself. True Avodah Hashem on the highest level is Avodah Shalom and Asa Kabel Pras. That I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it's emes, because it's true. I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I have Yir Shemayim, because I'm in awe of the Rabbeinu Shalom, and I know that He's the Master of the Universe, and He created each and every one of us, and created the world, and I owe my life to Him, I owe everything to Him. And of course, if I'm going to have any meaning or purpose in this world, it's to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not Al Menas L'Kabel Pras. So why would the Torah give us this pras? In order to answer this, we have to explain another word in these psukim. And a word that often comes up, and on the surface, it's hard to understand. And that's the word Ushmartem. The pasuk tells us, Ushmartem Vasisim Osam. That via Ekev Tishmon, we're going to listen to all these mitzvos, Ushmartem Vasisim Osam. To translate, we should to keep and do these mitzvos, to watch and do these mitzvos. What does that word Ushmartem add? Vasisim Osam. We're going to listen to the mitzvos and do them. Nasav and Ishma, in the opposite order here. But ultimately, what's Ushmartem Vasisim Osam? And many of the Farshim talk about this. Some explain the Shmartim is a lashon of excitement and yearning to do the mitzvos. Like we see by Yaakov Avinu, Vaviv Shamaras Adavar, he waited in anticipation. We should always be excited and waiting and wanting to do mitzvos. That's the lashon of Shmartim, perhaps. Ushmartim might mean to safeguard the mitzvah, to put Gedarim around, to ensure that Vasisim. The Bermayim Chaim gives a whole different pshat. The Bermayim Chaim uses this word to answer our first question. And he says, you know what Ushmarta means? Ushmarta means we should watch the mitzvah to make sure that every time we keep Torah mitzvahs, it's pure. And it's done for the right reasons and no ulterior motives. And not Al Menas L'Kabel Pras. Ushmarta is that I'm going to watch this mitzvah and be magdir this mitzvah so that I do it just to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom. I do it just to get close to Hashem. I do it just to fulfill His will, because His will is my will, because I know that's the reason I was placed on this earth. Ushmartem means that I'm watching this mitzvah, that I shouldn't do it for myself, and I shouldn't just do it for reward. Of course, there is reward, incredible reward we can't even imagine in this world, because there's nothing in this world that compares to the reward and the pleasure of the schar for mitzvahs. But that's not why I do it. I do it because it's true. I do it because I want to serve Hashem. And that's what Ushmartem represents. So therefore, Ushmartem Vasisim Osam. I keep the mitzvahs and I watch over them not to do them for any of the wrong reasons. And then I do the mitzvahs. And it's only then that I'll be zoichet all the bracha in the world. The Berman Chaim says, then the Torah tells us about the bracha, because once I'm doing it for the right reasons, then I'm going to be zoichet all the bracha in the world. Then I'm going to be zoichet all the schar in the world. But I'm able to tell me the schar once I already know Ushmartem. Once I know Ushmartem, then the Torah can tell us all the schar, because the schar is going to be incredible. But that's not the reason why I'm doing it, because I have Ushmartem. I keep the mitzvah properly to keep the will of Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought me a very special matana. If you take the gematria of Ushmartem, it's gematria 986, exactly gematria. Haya lo al menas pras with the five koilos. So Ushmartim is 986 is gematria. Haya lo al menas pras. The gematria of Ushmartim is that haya, this was done not on condition to get a pras. Not on the condition for reward. I'm doing it because I want to serve Hashem. And then we'll have all the bracha in the world. And then Hashem will give us pripitnecha, priyad masecha, and everything else. Serve Hashem. How can we not serve Hashem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there by our side. He does everything for us. He created us. He gave us it all. If we want to have a meaningful, purposeful life, be an Eved Hashem. An Eved Hashem for Hashem, not for ourselves. And then we're zocha to all the bracha in the world. Have a beautiful Heilig Shabbos Kodesh. A Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Kaidash, Shabbos Kaidash, Shabbos Kaidash, good Shabbos, good Shabbos.